Thank you.
Hey, you know.
Thank you. This is Sandy Wyman. This is Sandy Wyman, chair of the KPFT local station board, calling our March meeting to order. So welcome to all, and the secretary will call the roll, please.
Okay, this is Richard Uzzell. I'm the secretary, and I'm calling the roll. Teresa Allen.
Are you here?
No, I'll contact you in a bit. Well, I got to go.
David Britton.
Here.
Thank you, David. Lillian Kerr.
I'm here.
Thank you. Adriana Casanay. Not yet. Henry Faust.
Present.
Thank you, Henry. Robert Gartner. Not yet. Okay. Patrick Hoyt.
Mr. Secretary, Robert Gartner had asked for an excused absence.
Okay, we'll get to that after we get done. Patrick, I don't hear you. Wally James.
Here.
Thank you, Wally. Mike Lewis.
Here.
Well, I thought that was Roy Rogers. thank you, Mike. Marianne Martinez. Marianne? Okay. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Here.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Mac. Paula Miller? Not here yet. Frank Pratka?
Present.
Hey, Frank. Thank you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Are you here, Nancy? Okay. Jane Scheidler?
I'm here. I just unmuted myself.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. Deb Shafto?
Here.
There you are. Wally and Deb. All right. Evening, Deb. Glad you're here.
Good evening. I'm glad to be here
William Stone. Aren't you here? Oh, no. He may have asked for excused absence, huh? I don't know. Cassandra Thibodeau asked for excused absence. Richard Uzzell is here, sort of. Sandy Wyman.
Present.
Thank you, Sandy. Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Thank you, Ted. Venetia Williams.
Present.
52-52. Thank you, Venetia.
And thank you, I see later.
Egberto, Willis.
Aquí.
Aquí. Gracias. Susan Young.
Present.
There you are. Thank you. And we have a quorum, Mr. Chair, but, we've got some people missing. I think we had some excused absences. You mentioned one. Who was the first person you mentioned? Robert? Sandy? You're muted.
Damn button.
Isn't that the truth?
Robert Gartner had asked for an excused absence. Okay.
Okay, weren't there more? Yeah.
For Sandra, yes, because dealing with her mother. And Frank Pratka also said he might not be able to make the meeting.
Frank
made the meeting, so he doesn't count.
Yeah,
let
he's
me
here.
Finish. Let me finish.
Let him talk. He's the boss.
So it's just Robert and Cassandra that I have. And Bill Stone emailed me this afternoon and said something had come up with his business and he may not be able to attend.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. You did make it. Okay, there you are.
All right.
Partner's here too.
Oh, Robert, great. Okay. So now we're down to Cassandra, who's dealing with health issues with her mom.
Okay, Robert Gardner's here too?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Marianne Martinez is present.
All right.
Did you get it?
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Got you too, Robert. What was that last statement?
Are there any objections to granting Cassandra an excused absence? She followed the rules and emailed.
No.
Request for information.
Oh, God.
What's your request, Ted?
First of all, I just heard an, oh, God, is that?
Ted, what's your request, please?
I now have a point of information. Is it appropriate for me to request information and to have a response of, oh, God?
Ted, please. Religious. State your point, Ted.
I am asking you to make a ruling.
It's out of order.
What is out of order?
You're out of order, Ted. Now, please, you said you had something to say about this. Get to the point on the subject.
Is a motion to not approve absences a debatable motion?
Ted, I don't have the answer to that off the top of my head. We'll have to look that up.
Looking it up.
Well, I'd like to speak to the motion.
Go ahead, Ted.
In addition to being ridiculed for believing that people who miss three meetings in a row should be removed from the board and that excused absences, especially excused absences for no justification, is inappropriate, I feel that I have been improperly treated. I do not feel there is a need for a roll call vote, and that's part of the attack that has been on me. I think if one or two or three people want to go along with me, or even more, they should be allowed to show their hands and vote. We do not have to waste the time, and by wasting the time, I need this board.
Ted,
that is my point.
Thank you, Ted. So are you objecting?
Yes.
Okay.
Point of order.
Hold on, Robert. We'll have a roll call vote. Go ahead, Robert. What's your point of order?
Will the chair please allow Ted to finish his statements?
Thank you, Robert. He's finished.
I object to a roll call vote. I do not think it's necessary. It's a waste.
Ted, you're out of order. Secretary, call the roll.
Okay. Am I still unmuted? Okay. And this is for the excused absence of Cassandra Thibodeau.
Correct.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Teresa Allen present and saying yes to excuse absence for Thibodeau.
Okay. David Britton.
Yes.
I'm just going to use you guys' last name because that'll cut our time in half on this. Care. You're muted, Lily. There you go.
Why are we singling out Cassandra Thibodeau?
She asked for her excused absence.
So did some other people.
They're here.
Yeah, but they're here, Lillian. It's the only factor that we have. Go ahead, please. Call the roll.
Some of the people that ask are here, so that we don't, they don't need an excused absence.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Some of the people who ask for an excused absence are here, so they do not need one. How do you vote on giving Cassandra Thibodeau an excused absence? Yes or no?
I think it's fine to give her an excused absence.
Is that a yes?
Yes, that is a yes.
Thank you.
That's an English yes.
Thank you. Okay, Faust.
Yes.
Yes. Gardner.
Well, since I haven't seen any proof of her request that was made in a timely manner, I guess I'll have to vote no.
Okay, no. James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Pass.
Pass? Okay.
Pass.
McPherson?
Of course, yes.
Paula Miller, welcome. Yeah, really.
I don't care. Yes.
Okay. Pratka?
Yes.
Did Nancy get here?
Nancy's here.
Okay, Nancy. How do you want to vote on giving Prashanda an excused absence?
My vote is no, because I did not see any email about asking
okay.
for excused absence.
Okay, thank you.
But she's not supposed to be on the board in the first place.
Scheidler. Thank you, Nancy.
Resounding yes.
Deb Shaftel.
Yes.
Yes. Stone?
Yes, it's fine.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Weiskel?
Resounding no, of course not.
Thank you, okay. Kevin. Mr. Secretary, you omitted Patrick Hoyt. Both on the roll call.
Oh, did I? I didn't. I called him on the roll call, but he wasn't here. Patrick, did you get here? I don't think so. Okay. Williams?
Yes.
Fit two?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to call you 5252.
Okay, that's fine.
That's your new name.
Okay.
Willis?
Yes.
Senor Willis? Young?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, there's one y'all.
I got two no's and one pass.
Okay, let me get them figured out. I better get Marianne, as that was a pass. Marianne, what do you think on this, Marianne?
Pass.
No, you already passed. If we take this long on, excused absence, we're never going to get through tonight. Marianne, you want to vote on this?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Okay. When you pass, you really pass. Okay. All right, now, 1, 2, 3. Did I get three no's?
It's a counted vote. It's a vote of yes.
Ed, you're out of order, please.
So is Richard.
Ed, you're out of order.
How could pass be, how could not voting be, at present not voting, Ted?
No dialogue, please, Richard. Just give the count.
Oh, come on. Okay, it was 17 yeses, 3 noes, and 1 present without voting, not voting.
Motion carries. Thank you. Prashanda is excused. Okay, agenda approval. Everybody was given a copy of the agenda, and it was circulated and posted on KPFTX. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve.
Nancy Second. Has an objection.
The motion has been seconded and on the floor. The motion has been objected to by Nancy. Nancy, do you want to state your objection?
Yes. We need to ask for a task force and have the secretary send it to the PNB secretary so that those people can receive their reminders, their automatic reminders. And that was not done last year. So the task force.
Okay, Nancy, we understand. We understand.
And also the elections. I sent an email about this, about the elections. Teresa nominated 2 people, Mike Lewis and Richard Uzel, and we adjourned. And then after we adjourned, there was an email by Sean. I think he wanted to be on the elections, and he was saying something about Richard.
Orders of the day.
Yes. Nancy, what's be succinct.
So we need an election. We need an election because someone cannot just put themselves in an elected position without the LSB's approval and open to other candidates.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm going to rule your objection out of order. Anybody else want? We've had our election, Nancy. It was a open and transparent process.
There was no election for elections committee.
Nancy, I'm ruling you out of order.
Two people.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak to the agenda?
Yeah, I would. Obviously, you got my email today. Apparently, it's slipped your mind already.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, you talked about the governance committee report. And last month I attempted to bring up the issue that was missing.
Robert, on the agenda, the governance.
So you know what?
That's the time
to
raise
go right ahead and pass your damn thing, okay? And forget about anything I had to say.
Okay. You will have a chance to make your statement when governance comes up in the meeting. It's item 7, numeral 3. So you'll have a shot at that. It's not a good reason to object. Ted.
Two things. Number one, under agenda approval, Roman numeral 4. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I meant approval of minutes, Roman numeral 6. That is inappropriate. It should be additions and corrections to... not approval, that is out of order according to Robert's Rules of Order. And under Roman numeral 7, there is no inclusion, there is an inclusion committee, but there's no election committee listed as part of the committee reports. It's also not missing under task forces. It should be in one place or the other.
Okay, noted, Ted. And I will correct the verbiage or accept your amendment where on the additions and corrections to the February 9th minutes. It's better wording. So, my bad.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The gentleman asked for an elections committee report on that at the LSB. It's not an LSB committee.
That's correct. That's why it's not listed.
So we wouldn't be reporting.
That's right. It's not listed because it's not a functioning committee, Ted. I don't know if you're frozen or not, Ted. You may be. Oh, no. Okay. So I will accept the first amendment. I have no problem with it. And anybody else wants to speak up to that, please do. And as far as the elections report, there is none this time because there is nothing to report, best to my knowledge. But thank you for the input. Are there any other objections or clarifications for the agenda? With the addition of the wording. Go ahead, Teresa.
I sent in a motion. Will that be under no new business? It was something that came out of the governance committee last night.
That'll be in the, that we'll take that up. We'll take that up when the governance committee brings that forward during their report. Thank you.
Okay.
So again, I'll accept the revised wording for item 6. We'll make that wording change, Ted, additions and corrections. And are there any other objections? With that revised wording, are there any objections to adopting the agenda as written and amended? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Thank you. Staff recognition. Anybody can speak up. Anybody on our staff that would like to recognize particular efforts by individuals. And I'll start out by thanking our new board op, who's Howard Reynolds, who's done a remarkable job coming in and just not even walking, then running, just kind of sprinting and then faster than the roadrunner. So thank you, Howard. Anybody else? Go ahead, Ted.
Mrs. V and Nancy announced this past Sunday that they were ending that program, Blues on the Move, I think. I listen to it frequently, don't know if that's the right name, but know that they and Mr. V, the late Mr. V, did a tremendous job for many, many years, and a void that will be sorely missed. I would love to know what efforts are in place to fill that void, but certainly commendations to them for a job well done.
Thank you, Ted. And well-deserved thanks to that whole crew, Blues on the Move. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Additions and corrections to our February 9th, 2022 minutes for consideration. I'm opening the floor up to hear anything that anybody would like to add or correct. Go ahead, Ted.
Last month, I objected to the excusing of absences. The report initially said that the absences were excused. I sent an email to the secretary requesting a correction. You confirmed that my correction was correct. I have not heard anything from the secretary.
Richard, go ahead.
There was no vote, Ted. When the chair said, does anybody object? Nobody objected. No vote was taken. You might have been looking the other way when that happened and missed it, but, that didn't happen. If he says, does anybody object and nobody objects, that's what I write down.
May I respond, Mr. Chair?
Ed, I prefer not to debate the nuances here, but go ahead. Make it brief, please.
We did have a roll call vote. I voted no. That was the...
Prove your point. Prove it. Can you prove it? It's your word, Ted.
Okay, Richard, please. No back
yeah,
and forth.
You're right.
Sandy, Ted, you confirmed Ted, it in Ted, emails.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't make it. That doesn't make it true.
But Richard, he did. He absolutely voted against that. So if you could correct
no,
the record...
Didn't. No, he didn't.
If you could correct the record, I would
The record is correct, sir.
Point of order.
Yes, Susan.
Could this be checked against the recording and sure. and review this sure. in the future?
Yes.
Yeah. So Mr. White, we can look it up.
We'll table consideration, and we'll go back and listen to the audio and verify. Okay? Ted, you still have your hand up. Is there a reason? Thank you. If you'd lower your hand when you're done talking to us.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to move that we go on and approve these minutes. And if he gets that correction done, verified, then it can be added to it. You can always change the minute. We might as well go ahead and approve them. And then, if that turns out to be the truth and what I'm saying is not, then, I'll correct it. I don't care, but, we need to go on and approve the minute.
Do I hear a second?
Nancy on the step.
Do I hear
Nancy
a second?
Second. I second.
Thank you. Yes, Nancy.
Yes, there's a mistake on the elections committee. Teresa nominated Richard Uzel and Mike Lewis. And after the meeting was adjourned, Sean McPherson emailed that he would like
Nancy,
to be on that committee.
Nancy, you're out of order here.
No, I'm not. I'm correcting
you. Yes, you're out of order. We're not talking about the elections committee or anything like that.
It's on the minutes.
Yes, and then we need to add the email. We need to add the email chain to the minutes. That's true. Thank you for your.
No,
I will add that. I will add that.
It has to.
Thank you, Richard.
It has to be done.
We're gonna, okay.
in the LSB meeting. It cannot
Nancy,
be done like
yeah.
that.
Nancy.
A person cannot elect themselves by just sending an email.
Nancy. We're going to table. We're going to table consideration of the minutes, Richard, everybody, until next meeting, and we'll get this all straightened out.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second to go ahead and approve it. I'd like to know what the body thinks.
Hang on, Susan.
I'd like to make a motion to table till the next meeting.
Point of order.
Do I hear a second to the table request?
Second.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ted. What's your point of order?
My point of order is that seconding in this case is being misused. Seconding.
Ted, let's not go down.
Can I make my point?
Go ahead, Ted. No.
Seconding is designed to move on to another item in the agenda because of expediency and something that is more important. I don't see that there's anything more important in the agenda than getting our record correct.
Thank you, Ted. There's been a motion made and a motion to table. Motion to table carries precedent. Could you please call the roll, Mr. Secretary? This is to table the motion for consideration of these minutes tonight. We're really going down the rabbit hole, folks, and we got a lot to do tonight. Call the roll, please, Richard.
I'm working on it. Okay, this is it. Okay, hang on a second. Okay, Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Yes. David Britton.
Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry, I was just calling last names. Kerr.
Yes.
Yes. Faust.
Yes.
Yes. Gardner. Bob, you're muted.
What are we doing now?
Who knows?
What is this vote for?
The table.
I'll vote for that.
Okay, Patrick Hoyt's not here, I don't think. Patrick's not here, right? James.
Yes.
Yes. Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Martinez. Marianne. McPherson.
Yes.
Yes. Miller.
Pass.
Pass. Pratka.
Yes.
Yes. Sabar Nara told me.
Nancy says yes.
Yes. Scheidler.
Yes.
Yes. Shafto.
Yes.
Yes. Stone.
Yes for the motion.
Yes. Uzel, no. Weinman.
Yes.
Weissel.
I changed my mind. Yes.
Yes. Williams.
Abstain.
Abstain. Willis.
Yes.
Yes. Young.
Yes.
Yes. I think, Paula, did you pass? Yeah. Paula?
Yeah, she did.
I don't even know what y'all are doing. I'm doing something else, so go ahead and do whatever you're doing. Shit.
You're not going to vote?
Okay.
Okay. Did I get everybody?
I can vote, Richard.
Who's that? Oh, okay. That's
Marianne.
Okay, what you want?
I'll say yes.
Yes, okay. I think it's 17 yes, one no, and one present but not voting. Oh, that may be 18. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's 18. I'm sorry. 18-1-1.
Motion carries. Thank you. We'll consider this next meeting. We'll listen to the audio tape and get this right. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, everybody. Okay, Dr. Franklin, if you would, you have the floor. Please give your report. I've blocked 20 minutes in here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The winter on-air fundraiser, fund drive, ended March 2nd. There were 575 pledges, 44% of the 1,300 goals established for pledges. $78,900 raised, 52% of the $150,000 goal that was set for the on-air membership drive. Most of the board received the other, board members received the other information, direct marketing, information about the web, so I won't go through that. It's there for you to review. I'll move to the next point regarding a proposed micro-fundraising events, local. These are proposed to be local programming musical events featuring KPFT performers, hopefully at local venues, scheduled periodically through the month or year with the purpose of generating revenue for the station. Presently, several micro events are being contemplated. That includes perhaps Amy Goodman and perhaps even Dennis Hayes. Those are in the works. No firm confirmation at this particular point in time, although Amy Goodman said that she is amenable. We just have to schedule a date. Her schedule's pretty busy. I'm sure she's continuing to do great coverage on the war in Ukraine. The KPFT programming production update. The Pacifica National Broadcast Black Ears featured the documentary, The Elaine Arkansas Race Riot, among other productions that were produced by programmers throughout the Pacifica network. KPFT, we hope to add the WPFW News Magazine show, Monday Morning Quarterback. We're going to hopefully be getting assistance from Sue Goodwin, who is the WPFW News Director. She'll be assisting KPFT in developing a local morning newscast. The Democracy SOS Fellowship Grant will assist in providing a series of webinars for selective KPFT participants, helping to lay the foundation for local news coverage and production in advance of the 2020 fall election. We hope KPFT news operations will be able to benefit as a result of these webinars and also play an integral role as a participant in the proposed $20 million independent news outlet that is being proposed by local Houston philanthropic individuals. I'd like to at least thank Ted for that particular article that was attached to the document. He provided the document upon some discussion earlier in the year, and I felt that was a good use of his time that he suggested, and we're hoping to benefit as a result of that article and hopefully even by outreach to those particular individuals if they're successful in securing those dollars. With respect to KPFT outreach, we're in the final stages of completing the Hershey grant proposal. We hope to have that submitted by week's end. If you don't know about the Hershey grant, the stipulations of that particular grant proposal is it supports environmental issues, programming, and we're hopeful to be able to get that particular grant, hopefully in the neighborhood of about $20,000 that will help us to purchase equipment and other related items associated with the operation and production of those environmental programs. Last Saturday, we had the KPFT Community Advisory Board Zoom meeting, town hall. It started at 11 and ended about 3 p.m. Shout out and kudos to PK McCary and her staff on that particular committee. She and others facilitated the sessions during the virtual town hall meeting. I was very pleased with the session, and I'm hopeful, as I said in my closing remarks, that we will continue to have those town hall meetings. And I'm hoping that we'll have them in some different locations, but certainly having them virtual and at this particular point in time was an added plus. The KPFT staff participated in the Democracy SOS Fellowship kickoff Zoom meeting on yesterday. There was a kickoff meeting that introduced participants to the months-long webinars that will be helping to provide assistance for our participants of that SOS grant. We were successful among other stations around the country to get a 2022 Democracy SOS Fellowship grant. I attached that particular award letter. I will say, I'll recognize, Mr. Willis. He'll be participating in that. A couple of other staff members and a couple of other regional reporters will be working with us on that particular grant fellowship. I'm happy to say, and I'm pleased to know that Mr. Willis will help us take the lead in terms of being the person who is hopefully at most of those webinars that one will commence on tomorrow and in successive months. The station will use a small stipend from the Democracy SOS Fellowship grant to purchase needed laptops, some microphone, audio and video editing equipment that'll be used by the KPFT news personnel that'll be assigned to our morning newscast once we get that formulated. With respect to the KPFT web presence, next Monday we'll be launching a new website, an updated website, I should say, that will be new and improved. It will be more interactive and will present better visually, representation to KPFT listeners, general supporters, and the general public. Also, special commendations to Markeisha, who helped us to find those needed dollars to hopefully to get that professional person to help us work on the web page. Also, kudos to Robin, who has taken the reins of working with a professional consultant to get the website just about ready for launch. So next Monday, March 14th, we will launch the new and improved website. With respects to the KPFT operations, I too would like to commend Howard Reynolds, but I'd also like to commend Robert St. John's, who suggested Howard Reynolds. In my small circle of friends, which I think is always helpful to reach and talk with your friends, he suggested that we reach out to Howard Reynolds. Howard has really done a good job, and Howard would be part of our news team. He's agreed to shoot and edit, post video and audio stories to be included on our KPFT website. He is also going to be producing a segment, a medical segment called To Your Health, that will be featuring a local physician. And that'll be part of a yet-to-be-formulated newscast. So in terms of things starting to come together with respect to programming, I think we're going in the right direction there. In terms of outreach, we're going in the right direction there as well. So I don't need 30 minutes to finish what I have to say. Most of you guys have the report there, but I'll take any questions that you might have.
Nancy on the stack.
Richard to the stack.
Alan for the stack.
Paula Miller to the stack.
Hold on, folks.
I got Richard, Nancy.
I think Teresa. Nancy was first. Nancy was first.
Teresa and Paula. Go ahead, Nancy.
I've raised my hand.
Go ahead, I got you, Ted.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. I'm really excited about your report. It's wonderful news, and at such a dark time, we got big news at KPFT in the network. My question is, this webinar that's going on, and it will be, the first one was Tuesday, the second one will be tomorrow. Is it open to the programmers, KPFT programmers, or was it just only some that were interested in news? I mean,
only those who were part of the written proposal that I submitted. That's not to say that as we go on, we wouldn't add other interested programmers, especially if they're interested in being a part of the proposed news operation. So that is something that other programmers, if they are so interested, can have a role if they so choose.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you.
Richard?
Yes, didn't you say that this fund drive, this last fund drive, we only got 52% of our goal?
According to the most updated numbers, 52% of the $150,000 goal was achieved.
Okay, I'd like to say this. Last three or four fund drives have badly missed their goals. Mm-hmm. We can't survive with this low achieving fund drives. What do you plan to do to bring those fund drives up to their goals?
Thank you for reading that question. With respect to where we are in terms of raising the goals, I mentioned a few seconds ago about the micro events. These would be periodic events that we would schedule throughout the year. But let me also say to you that, you know, the dollars that we're getting, and you're anxious for us to get to a point where we can be sustaining. We're 7 months into this particular my tenure. So it didn't take us 7 months to get behind. It's going to take us some additional time and additional initiatives to help us to fill in those particular dollars that we don't currently have. But in terms of moving forward and raising money, that's something that with the grant proposals that we're looking for, external funding that we're looking for, I'm hoping to be able to fulfill. Follow up.
Excuse me, sir. But my question was, what are we going to do to improve this fund drive? Not all that other stuff. What are we going to do to improve the fund drive?
Well, in terms of improving the fund drive, I think we've already started to improve the fund drive with new promos that we're producing, with the fact that we have programmers, that we're asking programmers to do their fair share in terms of generating revenue. That's been the template that we're using. That's been the template that we'll move forward on. And I don't think we need to do any type of radical change in terms of having our fundraisers be as they have been the last 6 months, the last 12 months, the last 12 years. So in terms of asking to make drastic changes to our membership drive, it's basically asking for money over there. I would like for us not to ask so much, so often, monthly, but we do find ourselves having to ask for additional dollars. I would say additionally to that, hopefully trying to restore, perhaps our CPB grant that once helped to augment the funding. Also, do underwriting, which the station has not been doing, that would have to augment our numbers in terms of our fundraising numbers. So in terms of asking for money over the air, we can certainly do that and we'll continue to do that. But that alone in terms of generating our goals isn't enough, wasn't enough 6 months ago, wasn't enough 12 months ago. But what we're doing is making sure that we enhance our programming, which that's our product. We're enhancing our programming. And hopefully in terms of pitching our programming, we'll get more listeners to tune in to those particular programs and then support those programs that they like on our air.
Thank you. Teresa? Teresa, Alan, if you don't have the floor, please mute yourself or stay quiet.
Hi. Dr. Franklin, how often, so you've been here 6 months, how often are you meeting with the programmers and are you on the same page? Are they on the same page with you? Because I was concerned, for example, when the goals for the programmers were dramatically reduced because to some programmers, you know, they were raising maybe 3 or 4 or 5 thousand and then they had they were given a very small goal. And I don't know, if I were a programmer that I would maybe be insulted if I had a reputation for raising a lot of money and then all of a sudden my goal was so small. So I'm wondering, how are you communicating with the programmers and how often are you communicating with them in a month's time, for example?
Let me answer that question first. And I don't know the programmers that you are mentioning. I don't know how many you're referring. You said programmers, mm-hmm. There could be 100, there could be 20, or there could be one. But let me respond this way. We had, before our membership drive, we had a Zoom, and Robin sent emails to every programmer who's listed on her list that we would have this particular meeting, that would then have them to come and talk about our goal. We had two of those particular meetings. How many of the programmers that you're referencing responded or participated? I don't know. But those particular meetings, and it's all, you can certainly get evidence. I think they were in February. I don't remember, but they were before the membership drive. Also, we had a webinar, a Zoom, that we sent emails to every programmer to participate in a fundraising session. We had two of those. And I don't know how many of the programmers that you're referencing who were actually participating in that, but we did send out those particular letters to programmers in terms of asking them to participate so that they might be more effective on-air presenters. With respect to goals, the goals that we set were based upon the goals that were established long before I got here. And based upon the amount of money that we were hoping to get, we kind of based the number on what we thought would be a representation dollar amount that if each programmer did what he or she could do with that particular, bringing in 5 or 10 or whatever number of callers, that would help us to get to our goal. So it was divided over all of the programmers who had programs and who were from shows that were 30 minutes to 3 hours long. So we did reach out to those particular programs. There's a method to the madness in terms of communicating to and with programmers about how we hope to achieve our goal. Now, programmers don't attend these particular meetings that we have. We can't have meetings every day because there are other things that we have to do. But if programmers don't participate and play and do their role, then communicate to you that we're not communicating to them. I think there's a bit of disingenuousness going on there. But we do reach out to programmers on a consistent basis.
Thank you. Paula Miller.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, GM. And with that being said, let me just say this. As of today, the time is 7:52. I am resigning. I cannot deal with this dysfunctioning board anymore. I'm sorry to put it like that, but I cannot. So you can catch me on iWorshipRadio.com, your voice, your host, Mrs. P. But as of now, I am resigning. I'm not sending an email. I'm not sending a text. Don't call me. Don't email me. None of that. Mama Sandra's sister, whoever she is, could have this seat. But as of 7:52, I am done. Thank you.
Thank you for everything you've done, Paula, and I fully understand. We're not here to argue. We're not here to bicker. Goodwill outreach and fundraising is what we're focusing on. And if the result is running off the community, then we're not really being very effective, are we? People, we don't have time to discuss excused absences. We don't have time to go down rabbit holes and waste everybody's valuable, valuable time. We just don't have that time. So please, let's be civil, let's focus, and let's talk about what matters. Because if we don't do that, we're not being very responsible.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Bye, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Paula. Got you on the call, and Paula, I'm sorry to hear you go. Thank you for all your work. Paula, sorry to see you go, but I wish you would reconsider.
It's gone. Okay. Okay. Order. Order. Order, please. Okay. You can email Paula. We all have her email. You can call her if you have a phone number, but this is not the appropriate time. We all agree. She did really great work and we're going to miss her. And we will see to our new member, Sister Mama Sonia. Ted, you're next on the stack. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Dr. Franklin, take a deep breath. I know these Q&As can be really stressful, and I'm going to ask you some challenging questions, just two and a comment, but I don't want you to think that I am being adversary. The first question I have is, if programmers are using KPFT to raise money directly to themselves, not making contributions to the station, what can be done about it from your perspective? And the second question is, we've talked about developing a strategic plan. You did not mention that tonight. I know you've told me in the past to bring it up if you don't. So I am. And lastly, I sent 13 questions to our new executive director. A lot of them are appropriate for you. I hope you will take a look at them and think about and share with us your answers. And now I hope you've taken a deep breath and you can, in a relaxed way, answer my questions. Thank you.
Nothing that this board could ask me or nothing that this board is doing would even come close to adversarial. From my perspective, just for the record. With respect to conflicts of interest, I did go to the Pacifica handbook and I looked at conflict of interest, not just for programmers, but for others. And it says, I think that, if a programmer is, going to utilize the airwaves of Pacifica, then there should be some communication to the general manager. So that information can be obtained and then shared with the executive director. And to my knowledge, I don't know if that's currently happening because no one has brought that to my attention with respect to that, because that would appear to be on its face a conflict of interest to me. In terms of other conflicts of interest, I would hope that, you know, just like programmers are held to a standard of avoiding a conflict of interest, that would also, you know, be reflected for board members as well. With respect to the strategic plan, I spoke to Markeisha in our meeting earlier this morning, this week. I think it was on Monday. She's awaiting a few of the other strategic forms that I've sent out to individuals for those to come back in. Once she gets those, she will then tabulate and accumulate those particular answers into one document, and I'll move that document further. Was there another question that I didn't answer?
No, sir. I just asked you to look at the questions I sent to Stephanie Wells, our new executive director.
I did scan them. I did scan them prior to coming on board, and I will look at them in more depth once I get off this particular meeting before 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you both. Okay. We've got 2 minutes till public comment, and I'm going to cut this stack off here. One of the things that came out, Dr. Franklin said, other initiatives, we have one going. Niecy's on the call. She's going to tell you about 52 for 52. I have a list of names of board members that have already contributed. And for very good reasons, we all, 100% of us, including our newly seated board member, comes with a cost, $52 donation, would go a long way to freeing up grant money. Because the first thing that these philanthropists ask is, what is your board doing to support the cause? And we can say, well, everybody contributed to this particular initiative, and it would go, as I said, a long way. I circulated an email from Robin Lewis stating the very same thing this afternoon. And with that, I'm going to move on to public comment. If you'd like to be heard, please put in the chat or raise a hand where I can see it. I already have a stack. So I'm going to start with Steve Harris, if you're on the call, please.
Thank you very much. My name is Stephen Harris, and I moved to Houston 25 years ago from Denver. And I was introduced to KPFT shortly after moving here. Prior to that time, I was only familiar with the television programming and the crazy reporter who talked about slime in the ice machine and the crazy mattress salesman that jumped in the air and promised to save you money. So I was happy to know KPFT and have been a follower and have watched it. I was introduced to the art car parade, and I was shocked on Friday night to become a fan of the prison show. What eclectic programming appears, and continue to be a fan of Nuri Nuri and the Blues, and I think was mentioned earlier, Blues on the Move, but there's so much going on. I want to thank everyone on the board for their support and dedication to the preserving KPFT. It's a wonderful resource, and while there may be a little bit of discord here and there in resolving problems, I think as long as you're staying focused on your primary purpose and making sure that this program, this station survives. I was sorry that the building is no longer in hand and that the financial difficulties continue, but know that there's a lot of support and a lot of goodwill on this board that are going to continue to move forward. So I'm going to thank you for that and encourage you all to continue to work together for the important mission that you're here achieving tonight. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. And thanks for supporting KPFT. Captain Tom, are you still on the call?
Captain, yes, Sandy, I'm on the call.
Could you please keep time? It's 2 minutes per speaker. I didn't say that, but a limit of 2 minutes per comment. And during the public, you can get back on the stack. Right, I have Pam Jenks. Are you present? Pam Jenks?
She's here yet.
I guess not. Okay. Kurt.
Patrick's on the call, by the way, so you can mark me.
Thank you, Patrick. Welcome.
Hey.
Kurt Gerdrum, please. And to the board, please no comments. Please stay on mute. Let the public have their say. Kurt G. Kurt Gerdrum?
Yeah, thanks. Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. You said it better than I could have. I was going to talk about how we seem to be a homeless radio station with a board that's trying to kill each other. But I do see improvement. I this is one of the better board meetings I've seen, and I just think it would be great, like the gentleman before me said, if everybody could start rowing in the same direction on this boat, because we all want the same thing. I mean, this is a great station. I've been a listener for at least 30 years, more or less, and I'm currently a sustainer and a volunteer, and I do more if I knew how. I think we've got great talk programs. Amy Goodman, Artie Artisan, Tom Hartman, my buddy Egberto Willis, and music program's great. Yours is terrific, Sandy. I love Jill's program in the morning and lovely Susan's program. There's just so much great potential, but it must be almost impossible for you all to produce programs when, you know, from home or phone booths or wherever you do it.
Is that time?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Speak up, Captain Tom. You're the timekeeper. That's time, sir. I thank
sir,
you.
It's time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the kind words. I've always maintained I did the second best show on the air, everybody else being tied for first.